And the monthly report from the city of Kemmer, Administrator Brian Muir joining me live over the phone this morning. Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Fantastic. It's a wonderful, beautiful, clear, crisp day in Kemmer.
Crisp is right. Well, we appreciate your time as always. And what's been going on in Kemmer? What are some things being discussed and talked about right now?
Well, what's actually kind of exciting for our youth in the community is our hockey program is in our. We have a new hockey program that we're working on, and actually, it's already started. We've gotten the equipment for these young folks, and also an ice skating rink and a hockey rink, and it's all. They started practicing indoors with without having to go onto the ice, but tonight they're hoping to try out the ice, I think, and it's over by the golf course, and I think we've got 30 youth signed up. It's a good way to get families involved with being proactive about their winter instead of just sitting home and watching things on TV.
sitting home and wishing it wasn't winter, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
No, it is a fantastic program, and I'm happy to hear that there's been some good participation this year, and at least right out of the gate. We'll see where this goes. I mean, it could turn into quite the thing for Southern Lincoln County.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. Getting exercise in the winter is a good way to overcome the winter blues too for folks. And we actually, our rec center is alive. This is when it's being used probably the most. And we actually have 57 people signed up for our indoor walking club around our track too. And we just got done with junior jazz, one round, one group of them. And then for the younger folks, and then the next folks are getting ready after the hockey is ready. So we try to keep things moving here. And there's even an indoor archery club if you want to join it. And we're working with the ski resort, with Pine Creek Ski Resort, on getting some ski passes discounts. So you can get a hold of our rec center, and they can tell you more about that. So
fantastic. Yeah, they're doing a great job. And you mentioned the hockey team's trying to maybe get on the ice today. If someone isn't playing hockey, does the town have skates available for rent?
Yes.
If someone wanted to do that?
Yes. Yes, we do. We have skates are available for all sizes. And in fact, John Tibbetts and I were just talking about maybe we go out and play some hockey against each other. He's our new Parks and Golf Director. So he's been really instrumental in getting this thing off the ground. And so is Lois Hicks, our rec manager. So,
well, if that match happens, you let us know, and SBI might need to broadcast a live feed, like the slow motion replays.
I would lose, but it would be fun to watch.
Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir on the weekday wake up this morning. What else is happening in Kemmer right now?
Well, we got a lot of snow. What was interesting, I was driving through Evanston the other day, and they hardly had any, but we had 6 inches. And so our street crews are out there working hard. They get up really early in the morning, 5 o'clock, and start plowing and doing things. And we actually got another inch last night. They're trying to clean things up and keep everything safe and for the drivers and the community. And I think they're doing a good job. So if you want to know some other things going on, our zoning board just approved the Gateway PUD Phase 1A for 78. They did their findings and facts and conclusions this week at a special meeting. We're trying to do everything we can to help them get ready to build in the spring. About 78 homes have been approved by the zoning board. There's still some more details to follow, but they're trying to put in 25 homes this summer and the remaining 53 the following in 2027. And so that's what's going on the housing side of things. We still have a few I's to dot and T's to cross and get the development agreement with them, but things are moving along. One other thing, on this coming Monday, we're having a public hearing to look at selling 6.5 acres of city property. There is one interested party, and in order to do that, we need to show that it has economic benefit to the community, and this interested party wants to bring in hundreds of jobs to the communities. So it's an opportunity that we're hoping will come to fruition. So That's the public hearing on Monday at City Council upcoming. Okay.
What, and what would the land be used for?
This part, if what happens next is if the City Council makes an economic development finding, then we can go into negotiations with interested parties. And this one interested party wants to put in a home manufacturing facility so they can build homes quicker and more affordably for our very remote, economy that we have here.
So. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So this is the company we I think we discussed last time we were on the air that would like to.
QB is the name of the company that's interested. They're the party that has the interest at this point, but there's a first step to getting to be able to negotiate with any party. So.
Absolutely. Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, as we hit the year 2026, this was the year that TerraPower is really starting, or at least in the plans, to really start ramping up construction and starting to see a lot of those temporary workers coming to Southern Lincoln County. Does Kemmer and the surrounding communities feel ready at this point for everything to start ramping up?
Let me just tell you, I feel ready for 2026. I'm not feeling as ready for 2027, so I'm just going to take one day at a time. And everything comes to fruition on the housing projects that we're going, we should be ready for 2027 as well. But that's what we're working hard to do. So,
certainly. All right, Brian, anything we missed you'd like to mention today?
Yeah, there is a couple other things I thought pretty exciting. I always like to talk about kind of a symbol of our increasing prosperity, I guess you would say it, in Kemmer. And what's going on here is our people who are investing in our downtown, Bob and Joy Fox, they're building there the second Golden Rule store. That was, when I came here almost 7 years ago, that was one of the things I was hoping we could save, is that historic 1902 JCPenney second Golden Rule store building. And they've already put in some structural support to that building, as well as some rafters and some new roofing, and they're making progress. There's a lot of steps to go to, but we're just really excited and appreciate their investment in the community. And also, we're looking at, we have a lot of, we're trying to get ready for this summer. We just found out that we're going to have Fossil Fest this coming summer. Wasn't sure about that, but there's the Fossil Fest folks are working together and trying to get that prepared for June, and then in July, of course, our Oyster Ridge. And one of the things that we need in order to have a better long-term and better good experience in the downtown is a permanent stage. So we're getting some doing some research on doing a permanent stage. We've looked at in the triangle there for these events, and we've looked at some other places like in Evanston, what they've done, and we think we might be able to do something pretty neat there. And also have removable walls on that permanent stage so that the business can still be viewed when there's not a concert or something. So those are some things we're working on. Never a dull moment in Kemmer.
I was going to say, that's a pretty good list as always. So Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, wish you the best. Thank you for your time, and hope you get your stretches in for that hockey game.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
All right. So part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.